Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with four convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Tweet at us or just follow us or both. Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
That's crazy.
B-Mac in the house. Yeah. Seems to have a little conflict here in that last story.
Which one?
The Trail of Panties.
Oh, yeah.
The historical Trail of Panties.
Well, a price Indiana. Conflict, you mean, right?
Yeah, because both Craig and
I like Kohl's.
Said it was $44 worth of bras and panties that she was jettisoning out of the car. And the report I'm getting, and I'm looking at northwestindiana.com now, is $445.
Oh. Which makes more sense, because if you look into this, they said that they found her wearing things with the price tag still on them, $10, $12, and you put a few of those things together, and it's a hell of a lot more than $45.
The inventory
it's like
here.
When Joey put all Ross's clothes on.
And okay.
Yeah. Knee dips in them, yeah.
Exactly. That? Yeah. Exactly like that.
All right, the list I have is 4 bras, 14 panties, 2 candles, and a few air freshener refills.
That's Todd's packing, by the way,
right.
too.
Some expensive
valued
that's,
stuff.
That's Todd's weekend trips
at,
where he puts it in the
$445, and Craig's right. She's actually kind of cute.
And is, dumb as hell.
Yeah, this is how it works in this day and age, though. Kohl's might hire her for their to be an underwear model.
Oh, is she that hot?
Yeah, in future print ads. Right. Shoplifter turned Kohl's underwear model.
Man.
Amanda.
Hug and kiss.
No littering ticket on that?
I mean, yeah, throwing her bra out
Come
the window.
Come on, man.
Yeah, you don't do that.
Jeez. Think of the bird.
She's dumb.
You don't throw stuff out the window.
Stuff they can see. They're going to see a brawl flying out your window. Puss will tell you that.
Well, unless it, you know, lands, it could land right on your windshield.
That too. Carol Channing died yesterday. Still like in the middle.
Oh, let me straighten up one more thing about
balls?
The doctor doesn't grab your nuts when.
What's the sign of that?
He's feeling your what is called your. It's inside your scrotum.
No, it's around the outside,
up
right
around.
There.
He's feeling your inguinal canal. Because that's where your nuts are when you're in utero.
All right.
And then when you grow up, your nuts drop down. And sometimes
you're talking to guys with nuts here.
The inguinal canal doesn't close up, and that makes you susceptible to a hernia.
Got it.
Your intestines.
Well, your hernia was because you hit a post, right?
No.
Oh, for you're doing squats. Somebody squats, right?
No. It's because my intestines fell through my inguinal canal.
And why does that happen?
It just happens. It just wears down over the years. Because I'm wearing down over the years.
So there's nothing you can do to bulk up the inguinal canal?
Yeah.
Last night.
Some free weight work that you can do to help that?
No, I think that would be
No, I don't think there's any exercises you can do to seal up the inguinal canal.
How about rub it?
Not that I'm aware of.
Can't you just make some trade declaration through it that you get that canal sealed up?
Wasn't there a big battle at Inguinal Canal years back?
Yeah. You're right.
Todd's not worried about all the fourth son comments on these Deadpool names.
Right. It's about the hernia.
He's pissed off about the hernia jokes.
Made me laugh, too. Let me clear something up.
You thought he was going to go with the fourth son crap or something. Like next son.
That's fine. That's
World War II in the South Pacific.
Inguinal Canal.
That's what I thought.
The Battle of Inguinal Canal.
Yeah.
Don't we still have a base there?
Yep.
Yeah.
For now.
Some of the 383 players that had the 97-year-old Carol Channing in the Deadpool include, but are not limited to, Too Pretty for Condoms. Truck Stop Boner Pills gets a hit. Better not say that one. Trump's peephole to Ivanka's tub.
What?
Damn. That's probably the closest he gets.
Trump's peephole to Ivanka's tub gets a hit. Todd.
Never heard of a guy being hammered so much for doing so much.
Third trimester butt abortion gets a hit, as do the two pink yam holes.
The two pink yam holes.
Tyler's Amish oil change gets a hit.
Mine, huh?
Tyler's ghost babies gets a hit.
What's that?
Tyler's Sandusky dreams gets a hit.
What's a ghost baby?
I don't know. Tyler's smoky knuckle bones.
Once again, I'm not bitching about Sandusky dreams. I'm bitching about ghost babies.
I have no idea what that means.
Smoky knuckle bones, okay.
Tyler's spicy trouser cheese gets a hit.
Smoky knuckle bones, that's what we want Tony to make us.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Tyler's tester failure face gets a hit. And not sure I can say that one. It has to do with Tyler's tickler. Tyler, thanks for the brown Hogan. Tyler, that's not my belly button. Tyler, just rub it. Tyler, I better not say that one either. Unauthorized Pop-Tart gets a hit. As does Uncle Tyler's Tickle Time.
Not a good joke today.
Your rectum damn near killed them. J.J. Decay.
Your rectum.
Vincent Von Bender and Walk Bitches.
Walk Bitches. We know who that is. Good hit.
All good hits. All right. We are observing National Drug and Alcohol Facts Week.
I got my own facts.
Yeah, since when do we observe facts?
What are the facts? Well, we know the facts.
Well, we've all got our own facts. Observe them.
No, we know both can be bad for you, used in excess. Or
at
all.
That's true.
Apparently at all.
Well, for some people.
Right. What kind of drugs, though? Some are legal now.
Prescription or just recreational
drugs.
Just all kinds of drugs.
All kinds of drugs.
Over the counter.
All kinds of drugs.
Under the counter.
Did you see the new Gillette ad that is facing some backlash by some people?
Is there an audio version I can listen to? Because I haven't seen it yet. And does the audio make any sense?
And I think it's only online.
Oh, okay.
It is.
It's like almost a 2-minute ad from what I read.
Yeah, 140 some odd.
I haven't seen it yet, but is it about telling men not to be douchebags?
Yeah.
Yes.
Basically. Okay, so, and I read that people are mad because we're allowed to be douchebags.
Yes.
James Woods is pissed off, believe it or not. James Woods said men are pussies now.
Yeah, apparently this ad encourages men to hold one another accountable while questioning values of bullying, sexual harassment, and toxic male behavior.
So who is outraged?
Piers Morgan.
Men?
Says the commercial is too political and paints all men as being bad. And that's not true because there are men who stop the bad guys. I saw just a very short clip. And the one little bit I saw, seconds, just a few seconds. And this guy's, leaning up against the building. Pretty woman walks by. He starts to walk behind her. Another guy comes up and stops him.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
Okay. So one of the guys is bad. One of the guys is good.
Right. True. I don't know who the comedian is, but they ran a little. I was watching, just going through Netflix and not stopping on anything. That's what you do on Netflix. But every time you stop on something for a second, they'll show you the previews. And it was a comedian's, and it wasn't anybody famous, 5 or 6 guys on one show. And his little bit was, he's got friends around him that say stupid stuff like about this Me Too situation. And he says, man, it's like we can't even compliment anybody anymore. And he goes to his buddy, yeah, is that what you were doing there, Jim? Is that what you were doing there? I know we all got together to go to the bar. He said, man, let's go compliment a lot of chicks tonight. The guys that say that are the guys that were douchebags to begin with.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Of course you can compliment somebody.
Yeah, you have to do it correctly.
Oh, yes. But what? Times have changed. I'm also watching a documentary last night.
Why can't you just walk up to a chick in a bar that you don't know and tell her what a sweet ass she has? What's wrong with that?
That's exactly
what
this
guy.
Know.
I'm trying to pay you a compliment,
right,
bitch?
So I'm watching a There's a documentary on something, one of the movie channels. It's about the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders in the early 70s and with the women's liberation movement and how they had trouble going to places because of women's liberation. So they're showing some old TV clips from back in the late 60s, early 70s. And it's so funny to watch because women's lib, they called that, a lot of guys on TV, you'd recognize. So of all people, there's a little clip with Muhammad Ali, who we love, by the way. Yes. But he was also a misogynistic pig like a lot of guys were in the late 60s. And he goes, well, women look up to men, and that's the way it always should be. You know, men are taller, women are smaller, they look up to us, and we have to defend them, and they have to kowtow. He's just saying stuff that people believed.
Mm-hmm.
People change. Times change.
Both of those are true.
Right.
They do evolve.
So when you're bitching about you can't say sweet ass to somebody in person, you know,
but we were
you're on the wrong side of history.
We were discussing.
You're not a pussy. You're just a man. You could be a
real sports
thing they had about women who were basically, you know, eye candy for a lot of places. WWE, the dart tournaments.
Well, it's the dart tournaments. We're talking about.
Girls,
they got rid of dart tournaments.
Yeah, they got rid of a lot of those, and a lot of women were disappointed because that was their job.
Well, the dart one. They talked about the dart league, right? Yeah, yeah.
And they weren't really causing anybody any harm, and they didn't have a gun to their head to do this.
Well, that's
their job, and they liked doing it.
Motorsports. They, you know, they'll have like, you know, just the hot chicks that
I saw that
accompany the racers or whatever.
But that's Europe, though.
At every trophy presentation, they do it in NASCAR.
I know that, but Europe, they're starting to stop it.
Yeah,
yeah.
But as those leagues become these giant corporations, you can't blame them for.
I don't blame them.
For wanting to phase out that imagery.
I don't blame them. You know.
It's not going to be good for them.
Were the Broncos discussing phasing out the cheerleaders?
Yeah, there was some. There were some sports teams that had done that or had talked about it. Yeah,
I remember that coming into because the Packers don't have any cheerleaders.
You're the Steelers.
Well, they have some, but they're like high school cheerleaders
of that age too.
No, they just look like they dress like that. They're not. They're not the dance teams that are wearing next to nothing.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, it's just some random out of the crowd. Here's a
can't even compliment anybody anymore.
I can see the skirt for you.
So that course is only online. I would have seen it if it's all over TV.
Yeah, it's online. And I looked at it and I went, "Ooh, minute 47."
I would have seen it. I've watched enough TV in a winter.
You make an excellent point.
Yeah, we're pretty sure we've seen most commercials.
Yeah. Oh, no, I did read somebody say they weren't going to buy any more of their razors because of it. Some dude. They could shut up.
What is it? I'm curious if they did this incorrectly somehow.
Yeah. I have
of course,
to watch it.
You know, it takes a bit to offend us.
Perhaps
more than other people.
If you heard our conversation off the air about a certain subject, it takes a lot to offend us.
That was offensive.
Nothing.
But it did not offend anyone.
Petey almost puked.
Yeah, you missed the jackpot.
Oh, I did.
Oh God.
Yeah, Petey was gagging.
It was
on
horrible before then.
Now it got worse.
Oh God.
Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah, we see stuff.
Wow.
And we forget to be offended, and then we'll come in the next day and read about how this commercial, which we didn't think anything of,
right?
It's just controversy all over the place.
That's right.
And then there's some where you think, well, that one might be a little controversial and nothing.
Yeah.
So I don't know what trips people anymore.
Oh, people get pissed off when they show biracial relationships or gay relationships. Obvious couples that are either biracial or gay. And you see it all the time. And it's like nobody, you look at those, you go, I don't care. Because we don't care.
It's to the point where I don't even notice it.
I don't either.
In my head, I don't even go, ooh,
well,
gay couple.
Remember the original one with the little biracial girl's putting the Cheerios on her dad's heart when he's taking a nap. He's a black man. The mom's white. Boy, that never happens. But it was on TV. People got, the holier than now got upset. They were showing biracial relationships. On this day and age, that commercial was 5 years old probably, maybe 10. But they show obvious gay couples now on TV, and they're just couples.
Yeah.
Oh, a lot.
I know. You know, you can fight it all you want. You're losing. The T-Mobile guy who's now the Sprint guy, he's with the dude when he's looking for Christmas trees. They're obviously a couple in that bit. Nobody cares. What's he now? Is he Sprint or T-Mobile?
He was Verizon. Now he's Sprint.
Sprint, that's right.
Yeah.
An Ohio doctor is accused of giving potentially fatal doses of painkillers to over two dozen patients who were near death.
Well, you just push them over the edge?
Yeah.
Man. Kevorkian, what do you do?
An internal investigation found that Dr. William Husel gave 27 patients between 015 and 018 higher doses of painkillers than they needed to be comfortable in their final days.
Oh, he helped them.
Pushed them over the edge.
He knew they were dying and wanted to make them feel better, right?
Yeah. All the families of those patients had asked to stop all life-saving measures.
Yeah, so he was helping the families with the pain.
But there was one family who is bringing a lawsuit because this woman was given the fatal dose of fentanyl. It's a tough one.
Well, it's tough because I know you probably want your loved one to be alive as long as possible. But a lot of times that's a selfish thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see it a lot. They're selfish. My sister worked in a nursing home for years. She said there were people in those homes that as long as they were alive, tubes or nothing, the family felt better. They could just come in and look at them.
Yeah.
They're still alive. Oh, mom's still alive, but she was like a veg.
Right.
And it was like they were selfish, technically.
Yeah, there's nothing there.
Right. Nothing there.
Yeah, I've been there.
Yeah, you have, exactly.
Oh, yeah. Why?
Right. And what you want them to be
is comfortable. Out of pain. Yes.
It's right. Comfortable.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's what happened to mom.
This guy, however.
Full of morphine before, right. We finally said, go ahead and shut it down.
Right.
They waited till she got comfortable. That sounds like the situation here.
That's what it sounds like, but this guy didn't know what was not getting the proper okie-dokie from the families.
Yeah, you need the okie-dokie.
You do. Written he was just, yeah. Yeah. You absolutely do.
Wouldn't it be great, though, when you're downloading an app or something like that, it says you click on the agreement?
Yeah.
It should say okie-dokie.
The official okie-dokie.
Yeah, you got to click on the okie-dokie.
Instead of agree or disagree, you get okie-dokie or nope.
I was making a car payment online yesterday, and it says you agree to these terms, and it should say okie-dokie.
Yes.
You just click on the okie-dokie. It makes car payments fun, the okie-dokie.
Or a big thumbs up.
A
big blue thumbs up. We all like that. We all enjoy seeing that.
Are you sad that the situation is in jail for tax evasion?
That dude was still on that Jersey Shore vacation. He was still making money on that show. I'm thinking, he must have got out of this jail time. What did he get?
No, he pushed it back.
He pushed
his jail time back. His 8 months.
He gets 8 months?
Yeah, his brother gets a couple years. They weren't paying proper taxes and whatnot with their business. Yeah.
So they rescheduled jail for him?
I think
so. I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah, sometimes
because he
they
shot
will do that.
Like two seasons of that vacation, Jersey vacation.
Like, it's not a good time for me. What about April? Yeah. Can I go into jail in April?
Yeah,
that's exactly.
You hear about that. Oh, yeah, you can go to jail after the season's over.
Well, they pushed Cohen's thing back, and now he's going to testify, and then he's going to go to jail probably in March.
Well, he's working on an ongoing investigation.
Exactly, right.
But I'm pretty sure the situation is not giving him any vital information.
No, he's not.
He's not rolling over on any kingpins.
No, he's not.
Law enforcement in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, say that an alleged alcohol thief tried to evade jail time by blaming his twin brother. Deputies say they responded
to a call. Take that call if you've done that.
Yeah.
If you are a twin, we've always done the bit. We always asked our buddy Chell, who was an identical twin, our comedian buddy. We asked him if he ever had sex with one of his brother's girlfriends, and he goes, "That's rape."
Yeah.
And we never thought of it that way, but he was right. And by the way, he said no. He said no.
He did.
By the way.
But all of us non-twins always say, "Yeah." And then he said, buzzkill that he was, that's rape. He does that bit on stage.
Sexual trickery, an additional charge? Because that sounds like a textbook example of sexual trickery.
Yeah, but this is actually...
Yeah, this is not that.
This is you blame your... He stole the alcohol.
Yeah, it was an alcohol thieving going on
here. In Jell's case, or the hypothetical.
He called it rape. Might be close to rape.
Oh,
some people would call it sexual trickery.
Because there's no consent there for you.
I think it's both.
Yeah, it is. I'll give you that.
But I'm trying to think of a situation where it's sexual trickery, but it's not rape.
Well, if she's doing it,
I think that's
she's
the doing it.
She's having sex with a twin consensually, thinking it's the other guy, but the sex act is consensual. But she knows, but it's not him, so it might just be sexual trickery and not actually rape.
That guy's committing rape.
Yeah. I think he's raped too.
Yeah, because she's
I'm just talking about legal stuff.
But she's not.
We are hitting some hard subjects today, aren't we?
We are.
She's not consenting to him.
No, I agree with you.
She thinks she's consenting to the other one.
I think it's rape. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
So deputies responded to a call at the Walmart.
The definition of sexual trickery is rape by deception.
Got it. So it's still rape. Rape is in the definition of sexual trickery. All right, good to know.
In Baton Rouge, Louisiana, deputies say they responded to a call at the local Walmart where Terry Nicholas and a second suspect had tried to steal more than $500 worth of alcohol.
We went right to rape and right here. We're talking about alcohol stealing.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
So when Nick was being processed, he gave deputies his twin brother's name instead of his own. When the innocent twin was summoned for court, he told the judge what had happened. His brother used his name, so they had to go through the whole deal. They had to look at fingerprints and make sure that these two guys were twins. Charges against the innocent twin have now been dropped, and the guilty twin, we assume, the alleged guilty twin.
Talk about a falling out with your brother there.
Now been charged.
Remember the time you said I ripped something off and I didn't? That's tough to get over.
But at least they don't have to worry about their menstrual cycles, sinking up.
They're always syncing up.
Yeah, the story Craig did the other day about the two twin girls.
That want to have sex.
Yeah. They want to get knocked up.
By the same dude.
By the same dude.
Who happens to be their boyfriend.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Both their boyfriend.
Right.
By the way, speaking of that, too, if you're in a polyamory situation, you pronounce it that way?
Polyamorous.
Okay, yeah, polyamorous. Sure. And it's you and two girls. Don't you want them to look a little different? I do.
Maybe you do.
Boy, I'm kind of stumped on that one.
I don't know.
I don't want two of the same looking ones.
That's a personal preference, but when you're
think about it.
In a polyamorous situation, I wouldn't bitch.
I wouldn't bitch either. Oh, no,
it's
a guy bitching, at a free beer party, right. It's a guy bitching at a free beer party, but if you're that guy,
unless
don't you want two? If you're
in
choice,
the position to make a demand like that, I suppose.
You want to look a little different.
And then sometimes you get tired of doing that, too.
Yeah.
Well, that's a whole other show.
I think I default to Craig's position of you're just grateful.
No, I'm
you're
saying
grateful.
You're sure. Bitching at a free beer party. I get it. I'm just saying you don't want them looking exactly alike. But if you got that, that's a bummer. Yeah.
Yeah, this guy doesn't really seem to mind.
No, he doesn't.
You're listening to the Dodd and Tyler Radio Empire.